You are listening to the audio production of A Home Built from Love and Loss, Coming Together as a Blended Family by Sabrina Beasley McDonald, published by Focus on the Family in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by the author. To Robbie, my dear husband, who shares the loss and love with me. To Benjamin and Catherine, who delight me continually with laughter. To Seth, who endured the brunt of my learning curve and inspired this book. Introduction. With eyes glaring and jaw clenched, I stood furious and bewildered in front of my new husband, Robbie. Moments before, Robbie had scolded and humiliated my 5-year-old son, Benjamin, with the ferocity of a drill sergeant in the first week of training. And it wasn't the first time. I couldn't understand how Robbie, at the time an Army sergeant, could be so harsh to a child still in kindergarten. Ben's biological father had died 3 years prior, more than half Ben's life ago, and now Ben was sure his new daddy hated him. Our blended family had only been together for a matter of weeks, maybe a few months, and I was already worried about our future as a family. Would my son and his stepdad ever be able to bond? This kind of turmoil wasn't what I signed up for. My anger manifested in a whirlwind of emotions. I wasn't sure if I should cry, yell, or take my kids and leave. Nervous energy compelled me to start picking up toys and other living room debris, taking out my frustration on each stuffed animal and wooden block, snatching them up and flinging them into a laundry basket. I turned my back, refusing to make eye contact with Robbie. My husband's furrowed brow softened when he saw tears welling up in my eyes, blazing with fire as they were. He started with an excuse. "Well, he is in kindergarten," I barked. "You are a grown-up." "What do you want me to do?" Robbie scoffed. I stopped my furious cleaning, faced him, and with a look of exasperation said, "I want you to love my son." That was the moment I knew that blended family life was hard, not just I'll get used to it hard, but blood, sweat, and tears hard. The blending of families, it turns out, places parents in deeply emotional situations that sometimes require great sacrifice. Making a stepfamily work requires some of the most difficult decisions a parent can make, yet newly formed stepfamilies face those decisions on an almost daily basis. It's exhausting! So it's no wonder that such a high percentage of stepfamilies end in divorce. Robbie and I were especially naive about our coming together as a family. We were both widowed, and we thought our backgrounds would give us an easier and faster path to establishing a strong family connection. But we were wrong, like so many others before us. When I tell the story of how Robbie and I met, most people respond with a sweet, "Aww." Images of The Sound of Music or The Brady Bunch come rushing to mind. It seems so cut and dry. His kids needed a mom, my kids needed a dad, and voila, everyone has what they need. The truth is that most couples in a blended family, whether their path led through death or divorce, dream the same naive dream. Yet the typical stepfamily story is less like The Brady Bunch and more like the Montagues and Capulets from Romeo and Juliet. Almost all blended families follow the same basic journey. We start out brimming with hope, but then reality sets in. We realize that marriage didn't fix everything. In fact, some things got worse. That leads to questions and doubts, and eventually to the crossroads where all such couples must decide: hang on and keep going, or give up and quit. Those of us who keep going eventually reap the rewards, but not without our scars. And there are always nuances within the journey, of course, because no two families are the same. There have been times when divorce friends have said to me, "I know I've never lost a spouse, but..." And that's where I stop them. Divorce isn't the same as being widowed, but it's a tremendous loss just the same. It's a loss for the spouse and a loss for the kids. In some ways, divorce is like death, the death of something, a marriage and family, that you hoped would last a lifetime. No matter how each stepfamily comes to be, they all include a necessary journey through grief.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?